welcome to another episode of Meet Me in the Middle. This is part two, I guess, or we're doing these back to back right now. We just did our NBA finals episode because we haven't been with you guys in 2 weeks.
Feel so bad for it.
Feel so bad. Oh my goodness.
I can't get over it.
We actually took a little break in between because Hunter had to get over a bout of crying.
Yeah.
That's what he had to do.
I will defend myself. There were hiccups, but I can see where you're confused.
Anyways, I'm Xander Fadley. I'm just a regular guy, everybody, okay? Just calm down.
And I am the increasingly narcissistic Hunter York.
Wow.
Yeah.
Only one, but it was a good one.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I pull out some good ones every once in a while.
Okay. Anyways, this is soccer promo.
Soccer
promo. This is
footy. Football.
Football. Football.
Football.
Football. As the rest of the world calls it, we call it soccer,
which says everything right there.
Yes, it does. Guys, great. Oh, man, fantastic.
If you're a soccer fan, you're in heaven.
This has been a great 2 weeks of soccer. The goals, the quality of goals from this 2 weeks in both the Copa and the Euro, it's incredible.
Oh, I mean,
just the goals alone.
I mean, not only are you getting top quality soccer all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially now.
Yeah. You're getting goals in all the matches, which is hard to say because sometimes you get good long matches, but there's no goals.
So right.
You don't get bored, but you kind of get tuned out.
Right,
you're looking for the winner or the equalizer, and it just never comes.
I mean, Euro has been on for a week. There's all six groups have been through one game. Half the groups have been through a second game. And we just hit our first 0-0 draw this afternoon with Germany and Poland. And it was still an entertaining match.
It was an entertaining game.
Oh, Milik. Yeah, that's for later. We're starting with the Copa because that's the more culturally relevant because the USA is in it. And boy, howdy, are we still in it. We are in Group A, and we won Group A. If you listen to our preview 2 weeks ago, episode 6, we both picked the USA to go through just because of our patriotic spirit.
Yeah, because we're patriots.
But in second, we did not see the USA coming out on top of the group.
No, and I mean, who would have thought we would after losing 2-0 to Colombia at the start?
Yeah, number 3 country in the world right now, Colombia is. They beat us 2-0.
And then Paraguay and Costa Rica drew, which is like, oh great, they both got points.
Yeah, exactly.
Game. We're in the bottom of the group after game one.
And realistically, going to the Costa Rica match the next time, I was scared for Jurgen.
Yeah.
Because Jurgen, if he had lost that, we would have been bounced out of the tournament. And I don't think there would have been hope for him. However, our boys showed up.
And I did. I was at the game.
He was at this. Oh, wow. You were at this game.
I was at this game. That's I got a good to game watch to the be. USA come out and trounce.
Trample.
Kill.
Oh.
Yeah. Just, you got to end it. Leave no doubt.
No, yeah, Costa Rica was not eliminated, but we definitely did them no favors. We beat them 4-0, everybody, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Jermaine Jones had an incredible match.
You know who is just an absolutely fantastic and wonderful player to watch? John Brooks.
The
23-year-old has single-handedly just held down that back line.
He is the reason why we're in on top of this group. Because in our next game against Paraguay, there was, in the first half, early on, 3-on-1, fast break. 3-on-1 break. Counterattack. That's what it's called in soccer. 3-on-1 counterattack. And he's the sole defender. I watched it. I'm like, oh, man. They're going to score. It's classic USA going down early. Amazing side tackle.
Yeah.
Amazing side tackle.
I watched it probably 10, 15 times. And I still don't know how he was able to read it that well.
He's such a big human. And he moves so fast. He's 6'4". He's like basketball-sized human, all right? Basketball players are enormous, as in height. And he somehow tracked down, ran down, just this very small person from Paraguay.
Yeah.
And slip-tackled the ball perfectly out of bounds. It was miraculous. And that result, followed by the shocking Costa Rica having basically nothing to play for.
Yeah.
Because they had to win by 5. They had to beat the number 3 country in the world by 5 goals in order for us for them to. Oh, wait, no. They were already eliminated.
With our win, they were eliminated.
However, they were eliminated.
We needed them to somehow beat Colombia to win the group. And we all thought, oh, well, we'll take second. And did they win 3-2? Beat Colombia 3-2.
I don't have FS2. So I watched that game on Univision.
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you, those guys know how to commentate. There are literally, I'm not kidding, guys, there are 6 unique voices that will come on when you're watching an Univision broadcast, and they are incessant, loud, and energetic the entire match. I literally had to ask Hunter, I had to ask him straight to his face, was that actually a good match? Was that actually entertaining? Because their energy just kind of flows into you.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. Luckily, that match was actually incredible. When Colombia came back and drew 2-2.
We're like, it's
fine. They put on a good match. They were outclassed.
Yeah.
But no, that third goal. Oh my goodness. Incredible. They started it at midfield with a great run by one of the midfielders. Just crisp 5 passes. The beautiful little arcing, curving through ball to the guy in front, and then he makes a perfect cross to the middle, shots in. It was incredible and exactly what the United States needed, and then we're on top of the group.
When the goal went in, you almost felt like the United States had just won.
Because we did.
Because in reality, we did. We won the group. A group that we did not deserve to win. I mean, our performances in the second and third game, yes, we were the better teams.
We were
not better than Colombia.
No,
Colombia beat us.
Yeah.
And it could have been worse. It was 2-0, but it could have been worse.
We have to say that another reason why John Brooks was so important in the Paraguay match was because we were down to 10 men for the entire second half.
Thanks, DeAndre.
Yeah, DeAndre.
Appreciate that. Going nuts
out there.
Yeah, well,
let's get a yellow card and then make another super heavy tackle. Granted, his first one was a little touchy.
Yeah.
But
you can't give him immediately after
his second tackle. Literally was so hard.
Right after one of them. He gets a yellow.
It's like a minute and
then
half.
It may not even have been a minute. He just runs over and tackles another guy. And you're like,
And now he's out for our next match. We'll get to that in a second.
But, I mean, the Group A ended USA 6 points.
6 points.
Group winner.
Just a fantastic.
Colombia, 6 points. Second. Costa Rica, 4, which I believe was the highest finishing. No, they were tied for the second highest finishing.
Third place team behind a person we'll get to in a second.
Oh, and then Paraguay, 1. Now let's get to the
Group
insanity.
B. If you thought that Group A had a crazy result, let's get to Group B.
This is where Xander and I were the most wrong. Just with our picks here.
Just because of who didn't make it. Brazil.
Brazil
got bounced.
Failed to qualify for the next round.
Peru and Ecuador finished with 7 and 5 points. Peru, 7 to win the group. Haiti with 0. Poor Haiti. Their goal differential was like a million.
Yeah. I mean, it was 11 through 3 matches.
That's right.
11 goals.
I mean, well, when you lose to Brazil 7-1, that'll happen.
I thought that was a fantastic result because it just... Brazil was like, we lost 7-1 in the World Cup semifinals. This'll make up
tons
for
of
it.
Fun memes about that. And then the flip-flop result of Brazil then going out and losing to Peru in their last match.
The winner, because Ecuador had 5 points so awkwardly, the winner of the match would go through, and a draw would put, I believe, Brazil in.
Because the goal difference.
So it was literally a do-or-die moment for both teams.
Peru played their hearts out.
They
were smothering.
Now, something I will say, their goal was a handball. It was absolutely a handball.
Absolutely. We're going to continue this from the last episode.
Absolutely.
It
was
handball.
A handball without
a doubt.
We're
talking Maradona-style handball.
They stopped play for like what?
Oh, it was like
7 minutes?
I don't think it was 7, but it was an eternity for a stoppage in soccer.
But they were looking at the replay. The fourth official
was
looking at the replay because you have to look at it if it's that big. But the referee was asking, and they go, and you kept thinking, they're looking at it, and like he's listening, and they're saying, they're gonna nullify the goal because it was a clear handball. His arm was behind him, and it knocks the ball in when he turns. So when he gives the goal still...
Well, and this run was... It started out as a goal. And then he walked over and talked to the AR. And the AR was like, no. They're like, they're going to flip-flop it.
Yeah.
And then when you get done with it, after we've looked at the replay, and we're like, that's totally a handball. They give the goal to Peru.
Yeah.
and you're just like, oh, it's mind blown.
Well, the thing is that in real time, to the referee's credit, it did not look fully like a handball.
No, it could have been very easily just been off the torso because it wasn't a strong goal. The
goalie just got beat.
Yeah, and that bounces Brazil out of the match.
And Peru wins the group while Ecuador moves on in second.
We play the USA now plays Ecuador tonight. And Brazil's Colombia manager Dunga.
Yeah.
Dunga has been ejected from his managerial powers,
which has been a long time coming. To be fair,
right? They have been underperforming, but you know, getting bounced from the Copa America, a tournament that you are in every year and do well in every year.
And should probably be in the final four, and if not in the final every year.
And in a group where we're like, oh, there's no way that Brazil doesn't make it out of this group. Sure, Peru and Ecuador are good sides, but it's Brazil in there. They don't have a Colombia. They aren't like Argentina's group with Chile in it. We'll get to them in a second as well. It was just one of the most shocking, and I really appreciated it because, we had already assured that we were going through. But up until that point, if Brazil had drawn, then we would have played Brazil in our quarterfinal match as the group B runner up, which was not a good result. So no. we were counting the minutes. Once again, the result went the US's way as we counted down the minutes until time expired.
This Copa America has been fantastic.
I forgot about this.
Because this, when we looked at this group, we both picked Mexico and Uruguay.
No, I put Mexico with 1 point. So
I
did like Mexico. Mexico gets out of the group, 7 points. Venezuela gets out of the group, 7 points. Uruguay.
No, Uruguay wins a pointless third match against Jamaica to get 3 points.
They were their last game meant nothing. They were already gone. And you're like, Uruguay is a great team. A historically great team. Not historic as in like their history is great. Not currently historic great team. But they're a very good side. Annually. Perennially. They're a very good team. And they also get bounced from the tournament with Mexico and Venezuela getting in above them. It was another shocking result from a shocking Copa America. Mexico looked great. Their results were well earned.
Well, in the first two games of the tournament, they looked like probably and very arguably so top two teams in the tournament.
They did.
They looked smooth. They looked good. They looked good.
They did.
Like they looked very good. I mean, they are a great team.
I mean, they're second.
But they played even great for them.
Yeah.
And they're already a very, very talented team.
Granted, their second game was against Jamaica, a side who was not playing up to their potential.
But I mean, they did handle them and then kind of put cruise control on.
Right.
So I mean, it was, you know, in their last game they drew against Venezuela, which was
second,
enough to
second place team.
Yeah.
So that means that the USA would not meet them until the finals, which would be insane.
It's so unlikely, though. But
yes, I know it's unlikely. Highly unlikely because of who won Group D. Argentina, he was talking about who looked second best. Argentina looked like the best.
If you think Argentina is overrated,
Let's just read off the results. Chile, they made it to what? The semifinal?
Yeah. Chile is the reigning champ of the competition.
Chile is the reigning champ of the Copa America. Made it to the semifinal of the World Cup. And they beat them. A Messi-less team.
Yeah.
Beat them 2-1. That's a good result. Now let's look at their second result against Panama. Another pretty good side. They won 5-0 with Messi getting a hat trick. You were there for this game.
I was there for this game.
For Messi's hat trick coming off the bench in about 16, 18?
In 26 minutes, Messi scored 3 goals and nearly assisted on a fourth.
Of varying, you know, varying types of goals as well. He had a miraculous free kick. Oh my goodness.
To say the least, that free kick
miraculous is literally almost a miracle. Okay?
Yeah.
We're not talking just good. We're talking about fantastic.
One of the best free kicks I've ever seen.
Like, literally 8 inches, a foot off of, like, perfect placement. Literal perfection. His second goal, well, I don't know which goal that was. He had another goal that was a self-driven goal. His one where he possessed
the classic Messi goal.
The classic, like, the ball looks like it's just stuck to one of his feet. Like you have static electricity on a balloon and you're wearing socks and it just sticks to your feet. And then he puts it in very easily. Just individual brilliance. And then his another goal he had was almost by accident. The ball just kind of fell to him in the box.
Well, the keeper tried to clear, or a defender tried to clear it, and it knocks Gonzalo Higuain clean in the face. And it falls to Messi perfectly, and he just slots it home. But it was just hilarious to see Higuain fall to the ground in pain while Messi scores a goal.
See, like, we're not talking like regular soccer pain. We're talking serious soccer pain.
He was hit in the face with cleared ball.
Right. And those guys kick it hard. Anyway, that was their 5-0. And then just to wrap up their meaningless last game, they beat Bolivia 3-0 to give Bolivia the... Oh, no. Jamaica also had 0 points. And Haiti. Anyways, Bolivia got bounced with 0 points as well. They look the best. I mean, they look like the number one team in the world. And that's what they are.
Well, I mean, they were the only team to win all three.
And that's without Aguero looking good at all.
I mean, he had one goal in the 5-0 win over Panama, but it fell to him.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I believe it was Angel Di Maria whiffed the ball and Aguero just put it in.
We're just saying they're probably the best team in this tournament without their two best players.
I mean, yeah, that's what they look, take away their best two players and they're still so good.
By name, Messi and Sergio Aguero.
Yeah.
And they still are winning, they're still beating like one of the top five teams, Chile, 2-1.
Yeah. And I think that moving forward, I think you can't count this team out to be just... They could easily not struggle the rest of this tournament.
A mediocre game would beat the United States.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, for the USA to beat Argentina at any point, we would have to...
We would have to be
on our A++ game, and they would have to be on their F game.
Like, are you kidding?
Messi lines up and he's healthy now, if he lines up at all and Messi plays a bad game, he's better than anyone we have at all. A bad Messi is better than any of us. And if Messi's out and Aguero's out, Gonzalo Higuain is a fantastic player.
I'm a patriot.
Let's move on to the quarterfinals. Quarterfinals are set. They start tonight.
I know you have to split your viewership between the NBA Finals and Copa America.
Which is always so fun to have with...
Sorry, Hunter just knocked over his empty bottle of unknown liquid.
It was Coca-Cola. Let's not put that... But anyway, I hate when they do that. Side note, when you have an NBA Finals on the same night...
It doesn't even make sense.
I know you can't really... But like timing of it, it's like they're playing in Cleveland and not tipping till 9.
Well, it doesn't even make sense because it's the same company. It's ABC and...
It's Fox
ABC
says,
and Fox.
Yeah.
Okay, now it makes more sense. Sorry. Euros are on ESPN, so it's a little... You got to keep them straight. Yeah. So it's obviously straight-up competition between the two sports. The NBA will win, but I think Fox will do just fine because they're probably going to have these on Fox.
Yeah. I would assume Fox, especially the USA, or FS1.
Anyways, USA plays tonight at 9:30. Coverage starts, on-court coverage starts for the NBA Finals at 9, so they probably tip at 9:14, 9:16, whenever they get out there and finally tip the ball. However, it could be longer because it's, you know, it's an elimination game.
I think that, I mean, if you want to catch both, I would start with the USA game because that will take literally 2 hours.
Yeah, soccer is the best sport for television because it literally will never take...
Yeah.
Unless something outrageous happens. We'll literally... This one could. If
they go in the PKs and extra time, it'll take longer.
It'll be... Yes, but a normal match will always run within the two-hour segment that you need. So it's fine. And then you'll be able to catch the end of the NBA Finals. However, both of these are readily and easily available on a lot of people's internet streams.
Well, that's how we're watching that. We're watching the USA game on TV and the NBA Finals on the laptop.
Yep, the NBA Finals on a laptop and, you know, watch both of them casually. Well, no, we'll watch the NBA Finals casually and the USA game very fervently and passionately.
I mean, USA, man. Patriotism.
Especially now that we're in this. Next match would be the 17th. So tomorrow, there's another quarterfinal between Peru and Colombia. Well, that'll probably be a great match. Colombia is, as we've said, the third-ranked team in the world right now. And Peru won their group, so they're in good form. Basically, all these games should be great because this has been a great tournament.
Well, then, on the 18th, we have Argentina-Venezuela, followed by Mexico-Chile, which is my pick for most intriguing matchup of the quarterfinals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, aside from the USA match, but that's just personally.
Well, personally, yes, USA, but overall, but Mexico, I mean, Mexico versus Chile is
Mexico
be a great
is
game.
In superior form right now. As you said, they are playing fantastic soccer. And Chile is one of the top teams in the world. So their game should, as you said, be very good. Now, the winner of the USA match will play the winner of the Argentina-Venezuela match, as in Argentina, unless something crazy happens.
Yeah.
Like, literally insane.
Yeah.
And then the Peru-Colombia match, winner will play Mexico-Chile, and so on and so forth until we reach the finals. As long if the USA wins tonight, that's a successful tournament. I said at the beginning, if we make it to the semifinals, that's one of the best results we can hope for, because that puts us in the third place game. And now for like major countries, third place games are really dumb. But for us,
yeah,
I mean we're a good side, but we're not a great side yet.
No.
So a third place match means a lot to us. It means we could get into third, and third out of this tournament with really good teams. The first and third ranked, we know, teams in the world, that's a fantastic result. The best that I had hoped for.
Oh, yeah. I think that, as we talked about, anything semifinals or beyond, which would be incredible, is just such a good tournament. We've played well. We've beaten teams we should.
Played with heart.
We didn't give up against Colombia. We had a lot going against us.
Didn't give up against Paraguay when we were down to 10 men.
Yeah. So I think we'll win tonight against Ecuador, probably 1-0 or 2-0. Argentina will win against Venezuela unless they just decide they want to start their vacation.
Now, we've been super wrong already in this tournament, but that would be supremely shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Yeah. And then I think on the other side of the bracket, I think Colombia and Chile move forward.
Yeah. I think I had Chile going to the finals anyways. I think I had Chile-Argentina
finals. I had Uruguay in the finals.
Ooh, good job there. That's like Cavs in five, right?
Yeah, I'm really good at this.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we've got so far for Copa America. Tune in tonight on Fox, 9:30. It'll be great, hopefully. Hopefully it turns out well for the United States. If not, everybody will call for Jurgen's job. Even though we already won our group. And did well. Hopefully, we get better uniforms soon, because I don't like ours. That has nothing to do with anything.
No, well, they don't look good. They
don't.
The home jerseys I like. The white with a little bit of
baby
blue.
Yeah, the white looks...
I don't understand the black with the red and blue. It looks so weird.
It's such a dark... It's like a wine and dark, dark blue, which is not... If we just went back to the Centennial Crest, that's all I want. I just want us to go back to the Centennial Crest. We could wear Yergi's sweater from that one match, which was the dark blue with the Centennial Crest in the middle. If we just wore those as jerseys, that would be amazing.
I say bring back the denim kits.
No.
Bring them back. Alexi Lawless.
No, I don't want a pirate Alexi Lawless in a faux denim jersey with like stretched out stars on it. But that's
who we are. That's America.
No, that was America. And then we're like, oh, we actually kind of care about soccer now. We can't look like buffoons out here.
See, I would like a state-themed jersey. So if Indiana, they play in Indiana, it's corn all over the jersey.
You had me there for a second. You had me there for a second. And then you went far too just stereotypical.
It's not stereotypical, but it's true.
Hey, the Indy 11 has a great uniform based on our flag.
It is. I like their flag, or their uniform.
And crest.
You know, I interned with them.
Yeah.
And I got to see that the Indianapolis flag jersey before it was unveiled. And, I mean, it was a big hit around the office. It's a good-looking jersey.
Now, we're still sad that we aren't the Brickyard. No.
Circle City FC,
which would have been the best title for our squad.
Side note. Indy 11 are spring champions of the NASL.
We've been around for like 3 years.
I think this is our second full season.
Second full season.
I believe. Second or third. Don't quote me, but I believe it's either second or third.
No, you could quote us on second or third.
Yeah.
But don't quote us on second. Or third. But second or third.
Yeah, second or third, that range, yeah.
Yeah, in that.
And we're champs.
Temporal span.
It's hard to believe that, you
unfortunately,
know.
Unfortunately, we lost in the first round of the.
Fourth round. We made it to the fourth round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup to the Chicago Fire, which is an MLS side.
A bad MLS side.
But it's still an MLS
But whatever.
They have way more money than us.
Yes.
So, I mean, the fact that we took them to penalties is huge.
Yeah.
I love where it's going because it was just an idea 3 years ago. And, you know.
Three or four years ago.
It was an idea that we had have a professional team here, and now we're champions of the league.
Well, that guy stepped up, that, what's his face?
Yeah, Peter Will. He was the one who started the, or he was the CEO, and then Ursul,
Yeah, this guy, this is what I'm talking about.
Audemir, or, I always forget his last
name.
Didn't
he just follow you on Twitter or something?
Facebook
friended you.
He is the, owner of the Indy 11, and he's also the owner of some successful businesses downtown.
Oh, what? You're saying that you need to have money to own a soccer team? Oh,
I mean, it helps.
Such a novel concept.
It helps a lot.
There's so much venom in my words right now. Anyways, let's get on to some actually really good soccer.
Let's expand our horizons from Indiana to Europe.
From the United States, as a matter of fact, to France. That's actually France for you Americans. It's France. But France, that's where the Euros are. Championship every 4 years, right?
Yes.
Every four years, like the World Cup, alternating with the World Cup, of course.
It's 2 years in between the World Cup and Euros.
Right.
Euros are 2 years before the World
Cup. They're the same year as the World Cup. Not as the Olympics.
As the Olympics, yes. Summer Olympics. They've already gone, every team's played at least once so far, and we're halfway through the second round of games.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how this works. There are six groups.
It's an expanded Euro for the first time ever.
They went up to 24 teams, which has been great for the competition, which...
It's going to be interesting what they do to advance people, because I'm not really familiar on it. But, you know, Group A, B, and C have all played two games, and D, E, F have only played one so far. But, you know, we've already got such an interesting Euros so far.
Oh, man.
I mean, the greatest part about this is that you wake up, and at like 12, and then 2, or whatever, you've got games.
Right.
And then you wait a couple hours, and you've got the Copa. So it's been so much fun to wake up and see a couple games, and then see... another set of matches later in the day. But we'll start with Group A. Unsurprisingly, France is dominating.
Well, I don't know if it's unsurprising. It's not unsurprising. They have not done well in their past couple major championships.
Yeah, but I mean, they're home. They've got a good squad now.
I know.
This is like the first tournament they've had deep of a squad in a long time.
They're doing as well as they would have hoped, which is saying something.
Because they played two games, they've got 4 goals for, 1 against, and they've got all 6 points.
And they have the player of the tournament thus far, Dimitri Payet.
Dimitri Payet. He plays for West Ham United.
Currently plays for West Ham United.
I don't believe that will stay that way.
Right.
I believe he'll get a big money move to one of the Manchester clubs or PSG after this.
Oh, they do need a replacement.
Yeah, so I think
But he has just been.
He's been fantastic. Late in games, even like when it matters.
Yeah.
So good.
But he had been good throughout the entire game. It's just they're having trouble finishing aside from him. And some late game subs. Game one, he played well all game, sending in threatening balls on free kicks and just from the run of play, and they just weren't putting them in. And then. He put in one for who scored? Who scored first? Because he didn't score first in that.
Last game?
No, in the first game.
Giroud, I believe. Olivier Giroud. Yeah, that's him.
That was off the free kick, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he put in just a fantastic ball off of a free kick, and he put it in. And then his run of play goal.
Oh
man, he's just dancing on top of the box, gets it, puts it on his left foot, fires a rocket. Oh. Fantastic goal. It was a stunner. They were drawing at that point with Romania. So it was a big, big result for France. It's the opening match of the tournament. Opening match of the tournament that you're hosting. And, I mean, they won the game on late in mm-hmm. the game. I think, I can't quite remember when it was, but I want to say like 87th minute, 90th minute. I don't know. It was very, just a very, very good result for them.
I mean, Payet has just been so good. I mean, he scored the last goals in both of their games.
He's assisted and scored on, I think, all of their goals.
Yeah, I mean, he's been easily the player of the tournament, as you mentioned. And, I mean, if you look at their group, they're already through.
Yeah.
They haven't clinched they're first. They're
sitting on 6 points, already through their group.
And I believe they still have to play Switzerland. Yes.
Yes, Switzerland.
So the winner of that game...
sitting in second.
So winner of that game goes through as the group winner. Mm-hmm. But if France draws, they're group winners.
France goes through with a winner draw. Switzerland has to beat them to go through.
Yeah.
But this year, since they've expanded the tournament, the top three third-place teams also go through. So this game against Romania and Albania... Romania and Albania is not meaningless by any means. If Romania wins this game big, they could still go through. In fact, if they win this match big, they could go into second. So it's definitely a very meaningful result for them. France would have to win in that situation, but, you know, it definitely is not out of the realm of possibility with how well France is playing. Group B is a very intriguing group. England, Slovakia, Wales, Russia. You hear that, and you're like, oh, well, Russia and England should go through. That has not been the case, my friends. Game one, England and Russia draw. Wales beats Slovakia. Mm-hmm. Wales beats Slovakia. They are sitting on 3 points, a zero goal differential at this point after the second match, where they lost to England on an interesting no call. The first goal for England. Wales scores in the second game against England, which is a huge rivalry. As you may or may not know, the UK... is made up of four individual countries: England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
And so there's automatic rivalry between Wales and England, because England always looks down on Wales; they don't have as good players, blah blah blah. But Wales has one thing that England does not, and that is Gareth Bale.
Gareth Bale,
the most expensive transfer. In the history of
100 million euros or pounds, it was one of those, but still a lot of money.
Now, we're not saying that's proportionately or for inflation or whatever the most expensive, but it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for
the
one
most,
guy.
The most numerically that we've ever had.
And so, I mean, England is on top of four. Slovakia three, Wales three, and Russia one.
Russia's not out of it.
No one's in it either. No one in that group. It will literally come down to the final day of who goes through. Mm-hmm. England could lose and not go through, depending on what happens.
Because
they play Slovakia. Slovakia wins and Wales wins.
Yeah, if they lose big enough, No, they're through. Well, they're probably through. Because Russia would have to beat Wales, which means that Wales still has three. And Slovakia, it'd be tough for England to go out. Really tough.
It would be tough, but it's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible. No team is safe yet in this group.
Mm-mm. It literally, any team, I don't believe if, well, even the goal differences.
I know, it's ones, zeros, and negative ones. So it's not that far. If England, the only way that they get out is somehow if they're not in the top three third-place teams.
Yeah.
Because right now they're sitting on 4 points with a plus one goal difference, but they'll lose, so that means they'll have a zero or negative one goal difference, and other third-place teams would have to really pick it up. That's a very interesting group. The games have been good. They've been
good, open, and the thing is that anyone could go through still. And that's what makes that group so intriguing on the last day.
Right.
So if you want to watch any game if you haven't been familiar with the Euros,
watch final group B. Game day of Group B.
That's going to be a very interesting day.
Yes, absolutely. Group C is another very interesting group. Basically, these two tournaments have been just very intriguing in a shocking way. Germany sits atop the group. tied with Poland on points, but they have a better goal difference. Northern Ireland
beat Ukraine today 2-0.
Yes. Ukraine has been bounced from the tournament, okay?
Yeah. Ukraine is out.
Ukraine is a very good side.
Oh, yes.
They are a great team. They're in a load of trouble is what they're in.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are on 0 points with a -4 goal difference in four games. That means that they've lost 2-0 in both of their matches. Their first one was against Poland?
Northern Ireland?
No, Ukraine.
No, they play Germany first. Because Ireland plays Germany next, which makes it so difficult. But
Germany, losing Germany 2-0 is not a bad result because Germany is really, 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 really,
really, really good.
Really, really good. But losing Northern Ireland by 2 is inexcusable if you're Ukraine.
Yeah.
Granted, Northern Ireland played very well. I mean, they were playing for their tournament, and they very much wanted to be in the tournament, and so they're sitting at 3 points, and they're playing Poland for third.
Northern Ireland plays Germany next.
Oh, they play Germany. Yeah. Oh, well, so, I need to get this correct. Northern Ireland plays Germany, which means they're probably not going to get a point.
Poland is, I mean, they play Ukraine. Ukraine has not looked good, so they're probably through, and I think that'll dash any Northern Ireland hopes. Now, if they beat Germany by some miracle, they're automatically through.
Right. They're automatically through, and they would need Germany could be bumped down to third place of all places, and that would be very treacherous for England at that point for the third place battle, which is going to be another interesting thing to look at the end of this, which third place teams go through. Northern Ireland could get through on a draw. If they got a draw against Germany,
they would need Poland to lose.
Well, no, that makes them very well positioned for third place. Is what I'm saying, because they'll have a positive goal difference and 4 points, which is a good spot to be in for third place, I would think. I don't know how this is going to shake out in the end, but that's what I would think. Group D, they've only played one match so far.
Yeah, Group A, B, and C have played 2 matches. D, E, F have played one. But the D and, I believe, one game from E play tomorrow morning.
Yes. Group D is Croatia, Spain, Czech Republic, and Turkey. It's a very well matched group. They're all very strong teams.
And both of their games in the first round ended 1-0.
Yeah, with Spain and Croatia winning their matches against the Czech Republic and Turkey.
It's still a very open group.
It's an open group because it is.
I think it'll be interesting to see how Spain plays from tomorrow, especially because they're an extremely talented side, but this is a team that underperformed like no other team I've seen at the World Cup.
I think it was their jerseys.
It had to be the jerseys.
I think it was the jerseys. Those things were... we were talking about the denim jerseys. Those black and neon green ones have to rank right up there with them. Some terrible, terrible decisions were made in that design process.
I think Czech Republic is a team that you can't really count out because they've got a really good goalkeeper, better Czech.
Yes.
And goalkeepers have been the difference all tournament.
Well, I mean, you could just look back. Tim Howard kept us in our quarterfinal against Belgium.
So I think it's obviously they played only one game, so it's tough to make a call who goes through.
Yeah, but
that's going to be an interesting group as well. We'll go to Group E.
Group E.
Which is an interesting first round, actually, because Belgium is in the top 5 in the world, I believe.
Right.
And they sit at the bottom with a -2 goal difference.
That's a bad goal difference to have. They played
Italy beat them 2-0.
2-0. And, for another shock, Ireland drew Sweden.
With Zlatan.
With Zlatan. He didn't get the goal, though, did he?
No, he did not.
No.
But, yeah, it's an interesting group now because, I mean, Belgium is in the same position we were. They're literally exact same position.
Yeah. No, yeah, they were.
So
they are.
It will be interesting to see how a team of their caliber gets out of this. Because they're going to play Ireland and Sweden. They play Ireland tomorrow.
The only similarities between Belgium's position and the U.S.'s position is just the numbers. They are far better than their opponents.
Yeah,
is what we're saying. They should be able to get out of this group at this point.
Yeah, they play Ireland on Saturday, and they play Sweden next week. So
this is
I think they're going to beat Ireland.
This is probably the group. This and Group D. I don't think these third place teams will be in contention to go through.
No, I don't think so.
Sweden could, but they'd have to beat either Belgium or Italy, and that's a tough task.
I think even Belgium and Italy will go through.
I think Italy will
win the group.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
Unless something happens and Sweden beats Italy. Which would be crazy.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, any result could really shake up this table. It's only one game. So anything could really shake this up. Group F, it's actually...
Easily the most strange group, but what had the most exciting match is Hungary, Iceland, Portugal, and Austria in Group F. Hungary upset Austria.
Big time.
And Iceland drew Portugal.
Which is also a shocking result.
I mean, 10% of their country was... at the stadium.
We're talking about Iceland now. So that's like 30,000 people were at the stadium. That's a good number. As your dad liked to say, Iceland beat Portugal 1-1.
Yeah.
And if you listen to Cristiano Ronaldo after that match, he was not the most gracious, not even loser. He wasn't the most gracious drawer at that point. He chastised Iceland for celebrating like they just won the tournament.
What is hilarious about that statement is that what major championship for Portugal has Ronaldo won?
The answer is none. That's the answer.
The answer is none. He is not one. There's none.
Now, you are a fan of Cristiano. I know you're a better fan of Messi, but you still like Cristiano.
I appreciate his game more. I don't choose one player or the other because they're so different. They're both fantastic players. Yeah. So you have to appreciate what Ronaldo does. And he had opportunities to win that game and just didn't. He had two free kicks in the last minute and a half.
If you want to make a very tenuous sort of comparison here, as far as style of play is concerned, I think is what you would say. I'm going to say this quietly because it's very tenuous. Cristiano Ronaldo is more similar to Michael Jordan, and Messi is more similar to LeBron James. In that Messi makes his entire team better. Mm-hmm. He picks them all up. But he picks them up with him. He pulls them shoulder to shoulder. Whereas Cristiano Ronaldo brings up his entire team by dragging them along.
Yeah.
And that would kind of be a stat from last episode. I said that Michael Jordan has the most 45-point playoff games of anybody because he has 23 and everyone else has fewer than eight or fewer. So in that situation, the comparison plays out a little bit. But still, those are very different sports.
Yeah.
Very different sports. You can't really say that Cristiano plays a lot of defense. That's where it starts to break down. Whereas Messi does track back a lot. He does repossess the ball in midfield.
I think this group will be interesting because I think Portugal is going to be fine. Austria could still move forward because they're talented as well.
And they still play Iceland, which could be an easy win.
Because Iceland could come out and surprise us and take a game, and that would all but put them through.
Iceland could still... I mean, they play Hungary.
Yeah.
So they can beat Hungary. Hungary is not, the greatest side, contrary to what the result reads.
Yeah.
Austria was down to 10 men. That's one of the reasons why Hungary was able to score.
I think that this is the most... open as far as future results because the team on top is not
the best team.
It's not the team that will be there for the rest of the time.
Unless something crazy happens.
Yeah.
These last three groups are obviously open because they've only played one match. But we did this today because we wanted to focus on Copa America. This still goes on for another, 2.5 weeks?
Oh, yeah. This goes on for a long time.
I mean, we're all...
No complaints here.
No complaints, because, I like to watch soccer. It gives me something to do in the mornings.
Absolutely.
But, it's all very... I don't know if... Did we already say this? We just had our first 0-0 draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did earlier. Between Germany and Poland. Our first 0-0 draw of the tournament, which is almost unheard of.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a lot of European soccer. That's why... There's 24 teams, 12 games. We got through almost 20 matches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we almost got through 20 matches without a 0-0 draw. That's like Bundesliga-type scoring. Because they score a lot of goals in the Bundesliga.
They certainly
Fox
do.
Likes to make a point of that, but...
That's because they have the contract.
I know, that's because they have the contract. The most goals, it's like 2.8... It's like 2.81 to 2.63.
It's like when I am a big fan of the Premier League, what does NBC Sports only talk about when it comes to like, oh, what a great goal? The Premier League.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, that Bournemouth goal last night? Yeah, okay.
Oh, he got a cross and he settled it and like just pushed past it in like the 50th minute.
Oh yeah.
Woo! He beat Aston Villa. Woo!
I'm gonna make a bold prediction of who will win. We're not gonna go
getting some dark horses in here.
I don't think we're gonna pick.
We're not gonna try to pick everything. No, yeah, there's too many games. Let's pick a 16. No, let's pick
Final Four.
I'm going to pick my crazy... The one that would be the craziest. The craziest result would be if our Final Four were Iceland, Ireland, Northern Ireland, and Wales, right? That would be the craziest Final Four because I think you could probably fit... No, not quite that much. It would be quite... That would be the craziest. But pick our real Final Four.
Well, I'm not going to pick a Final Four. I'm going to pick two teams I think will win.
Okay.
I think France.
Yeah.
And
playing great.
I think France and I think Germany. Those are my two teams that I think are going to win it.
As a group, I think you're right. I'm going to throw in Italy because they look good in their first match.
Yeah.
La Azzurra.
I still think Belgium could win it.
Belgium could come back.
I think we saw
how good they were because we played them in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, they're a very talented and deep squad.
The only reason we were still in that game was because Howard had, what, 24 saves, which is outrageous because that means they had 24 shots on goal. No, they had 26 shots on goal because they made two of them, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think Belgium will obviously need to turn around their play.
Absolutely. I mean, they're bottom of the group right now.
Yeah, but I think Germany and France are my two pick to potentially win the whole thing.
No love for Spain, though.
They just haven't really shown
they didn't look that good.
Anything special.
They didn't look that good in their game.
I mean, they won. That's about it.
They won in probably, like, the easiest group for a top team, right?
Yeah.
It should be great soccer for the rest of this month. And then of course, we get the Olympic tournament, which is, you know, it's under 23s, but it can still have some good games.
Yeah. It'll depend who goes because, you know, the Zika virus is causing a lot of people to just say they're not going.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. Obviously, we'd like to see great players there. So I'm not really getting my hopes up on who will go, but I think it'll be good soccer. It usually should be. Usually we don't get to see the matches because they're on it. Like, you know, hopefully it'll be better this time because they'll be in Brazil.
Right, right.
But the last few years we've seen them at what, like 3 a.m.? Like, come on.
You know, at 3 a.m. I'd rather be watching Team Handball.
Oh, Team Handball.
Team Handball.
I know this is a soccer episode, but
archery?
Do you want to talk about...
Archery? That archery match for South Korea last Olympics was great.
It was so heated.
Not even kidding, guys. The archery match between South Korea and, I want to say Japan.
It was Japan.
Archery competition between South Korea and Japan was intense. It went like 7 arrows or something. I don't remember that detail, but it was very entertaining. You guys got to watch out for those 2 a.m. USA channel. Spots. They're really fun.
Yeah.
Oh, water polo. The Dirty Monties.
That's
insane.
To all our Montenegro viewers, Xander just defended you.
I insulted you. Montenegro, I call them the Dirty Monties because I watched one water polo game and they looked kind of like they were playing dirty. They got a lot of fouls on them.
Okay,
so they call them the Dirty Monties.
That's scary because, I mean, not only do they try and, you know, defend. They try and drown you.
Well, people
push
don't know
you
this.
Underwater.
That's like an 8-foot pool, right? It's a regular swimming pool, and you have to tread water the whole time.
Yeah.
That's tough. This is kind of turning into a little bit of an Olympic promo. But I don't care. I like the Olympics.
I love the Olympics.
The Olympics are fun. Track and field events. Ooh, Usain Bolt right before the drop. Michael Phelps is back this year. Oof.
Oh, good for him.
Good for him.
Let's see more like 30 medals a year.
Katie Ledecky, she's supposed to be a really good swimmer for us.
Yes, because I know her.
Oh, you do?
No.
Okay.
I've never heard of her.
She's supposed to be a very... She's she a very American? Good swimstress.
She American?
Yes.
Oh, good. She is. Yeah, I...
Yeah, good. Go Katie. Yeah. America.
USA.
Yeah, wow. It's a good episode. Lots of soccer going on. USA tonight on a channel. Probably Fox, maybe FS1. We're not sure. Probably should have checked, but we don't really know.
We'll check when it's time for us to watch.
Yeah, that's we'll make sure we're watching the right channel. We're not just going to be like, oh, where's the game? It should be on. No. Yeah. So we are Meet Me in the Middle. I'm Xander. That's Hunter. We are on Facebook and Twitter at Meet Me in the Middle on both of those. Just search up in both of those and you'll probably find us. We've got like a little arrow logo that I made. It's blue and yellow. We have a website, meetmeinthemiddle.co, no caps either. We are now on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn.
Woo-woo.
So if you go to our website, you have a link to all three of those in this little black box in there. It's a thing. And also on our website, I'm going to do my promo now. We got the Xander's Movie Corner.
Yeah.
Hey, if you like what you read in there, just drop me a comment and give me a recommendation for another movie to tear apart.
I've got an article coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I sit down and put it, you know, I would say pen to paper.
Oh, the Ole Miss article.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking, giving my thoughts on the Ole Miss allegations / self-imposed penalties.
Yes.
And what I think is going to happen moving forward.
Right.
It's a sore subject.
Yes, I'm sure it will be very level-headedly written.
Hey, I'm a professional.
He writes for soccer.com.
SoccerPro.com.
SoccerPro.com and Azteca Soccer.
Yes.
That's why he is a registered member of the press. That's why he was at those soccer matches. So check out Hunter York's articles on those. We usually post we post most of them to our Facebook page.
Yeah, I always share them to make sure that
I never approved that, but I was like, whatever.
It was a decision made by a board member. You weren't there.
There was a 50% vote, so
yeah. It passed enough.
Yeah. All right. Well, another good episode. Good job.
Hey, thanks. Good episode to you too.
Good.
Shaking your hand.
Yes, we are shaking it. Listen to the palms clap. There we go, shaking hands.
Wow.
Thanks for listening. We maxed out on that little thing. All right, see you guys next time.
See ya.
Hopefully it's sooner than 2 weeks from now.
Oh, it will be sooner than 2 weeks.
Definitely sooner. By the way, if you didn't listen to the NBA episode for some dumb reason,
go listen to that.
We're in the same room this time if you didn't realize. Yeah. He's not a robot person. Yep. He's a person.
My crystal clear, terribly enunciated voice is here in person. In person on your laptop or your phone.
Impersonating himself.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.